Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Students of the day. Here we are. We are students of the day on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug. I sometimes say Doug. As in Doug. Stefana. Yes. It's the Doug. Actually, when I was a disc jockey, one of the standard slug lines was, "You're digging the Dugger" on FM 105.7. So I suppose that could be, you're still digging the Dugger long after FM 105 went in that incarnation went away. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So, we are here to get you to feel good.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We are here. Pronouncement number one. We are here. We're here to get you to feel good about you and get you to smile maybe a little bit. Because when you smile, I think people smile back. Don't you think that's the case? When you smile at somebody, don't you find more often than not,
yeah, but you
they
can't
smile
at people anymore.
Oh, why? I do.
I find myself doing it and going, oh, they can't even see me. I smile when I walk by somebody.
Because of the mask.
Because you have the mask on.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly.
That's when you can smize, like Tyra taught us.
I know, but smize? It doesn't work. I feel like we're losing our connections. It's very
What's
bad.
A smize?
Smile with your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see sort of the wrinkle lines around your eyes if you're smiling. Can't you see that a little bit? You can tell by the tone a little. Yeah, I think that's true. Yep. So anyway, I want you to get the message from us that we're smiling upon you, and that's good. Smiling makes you feel good. I think all people who smile feel good about themselves, and they feel good when somebody smiles back at them. So just try that a little bit today, even if it's a smize, as the ladies have suggested. Interesting technique. All right, so what do we have to follow up with that? Jennifer, got some good news? More good news?
Well, I think...
Good things?
Yeah, I think it's...
Right.
Hello, is this thing on? Hello?
Yeah. Yes, it's working. We can hear you fine.
Okay.
Well.
I was just checking. Sometimes, yes. You know, I just never know. All right, yes. So maybe this... I think this can be considered good news. I filed it under good news, and that is, even though people are obviously a little scared about what the economy is going to look like after all of the shutdowns, we're seeing some states go back into another round of shutdowns after reopening. That's really tough on small business. It seems that coronavirus has actually made the stock market an investment favorite for at least 28% of Americans. This is a new study that's out right now that says that U.S. adults are viewing the stock market favorably, even though there's a lot of uncertainty about what companies are going to make it through all of this. More than a quarter of Americans are looking toward the stock market for long-term investments of at least 10 years, according to a new personal finance survey. 28% of U.S. adults in a sample of just over 1,000 respondents said that they would prefer to invest their excess funds in the stock market for a decade or longer. This response is up 8% from the same survey that was done in 2018. So that's pretty good news that even though there's so much uncertainty that people are still feeling like the stock market is something that is good for a long-term investment. I speak about this myself, not that I took a huge amount to invest, but I was talking with someone who's in the financial sector and said, well, even with the market dropping, this is actually an opportunity because things that are not going away will be low now but maybe continue to rise. So, for instance, the cruise industry, that's what I did. I put $500 into Carnival. Now, is that going to let me retire on it? No, but I don't plan on taking it out for a while. I feel like eventually cruises will come back, and eventually maybe my little teeny tiny $500 investment will actually pick up some steam. And so I think maybe
$600
might be. Yeah, well, hey, it was up to $1,100. I had more than doubled my money now because they closed down and they did a second round of closures. I'm still up, you know, $150, but I'm just going to let it sit there and see. And so I think that when you ask Americans what their favorite investment option is right now, according to the survey, at least, that was done by Bankrate, 28% favor the stock market, 26% favor real estate, 18% say cash investments, 14% say gold and metals, and 4% say bonds, Bitcoin, or cryptocurrency. So
nobody says cannabis?
If you're looking... No. Was not on the list. Sorry.
I'm betting
cannabis
the farm.
Stocks are very They're very volatile. It's not an easy thing to invest in. A lot of people went in and lost their shirt on that.
Yep.
People are still smoking it and still using hemp for all kinds of stuff, but it's just it's like cryptocurrency in a sense. It's very difficult to hedge your bets on it.
Well, that's because the government is so erratic when it comes to dealing with it. Yes, Jennifer.
So
on that note,
we, in California, we legalized marijuana a few years ago, and everybody was like, "Oh, you're not going to vote for this or not." I did not vote for it. It has nothing to do with whether or not I believe in legalizing marijuana. It was how the bill was written and how the state was going to handle the distribution. And I hate to say I was right, because in California, they're
Why
now
do you hate
going
to say
after,
you're right? You know, I'd be proud of being right.
I love to say
Jennifer
that.
Horn was right. Yes.
Because it has been a stupid disaster. Here's the thing. Anybody who was smoking marijuana was already doing it. They already had a place to get it because of medical marijuana. They had a dealer or they had a card that allowed them to get medical marijuana. Or they were growing it themselves here in California. Yeah. You can do that. And so what happened is that nobody went to these state or these facilities that were supposed to be taxed and on the up and up by the government providing recreational marijuana. And now the government in California that has let, like, rapists, sexual offenders, murderers, violent criminals out of prison because of COVID, they've now got a task force that they're running through the state. It just started this week to go after people who are selling marijuana illegally. So now we're going to go after the guy who's selling people marijuana, who's been doing it for years, put him in jail while everybody else who's committed violent crimes is going out because the state isn't making enough money in tax revenue from the sales of marijuana. It's just so stupid. It is absolutely backward in the way I think a lot of states are trying to roll this out.
Well, there's so much criminal activity associated with it and those sorts of things, like back in the Prohibition era, when how many people lost their lives.
They're trying to tax the heck out of the people that want to do it legally. The people that want to do it the right way are, you know, kind of getting it in the shorts. And so somebody who has been buying their weed from someone this whole time goes, why am I going to pay all this extra money to go to that place? I'm going to just keep buying it the way I've been buying it forever.
Yep, yeah.
You know, and so it doesn't work. Cracked down on it before, so why would they start cracking down on it now?
Speaking of cracking down on law enforcement, I don't know how many of you have been following the case of those three people who were killed, the fishermen who are going out into this area in Florida, and what now has transpired as the authorities have found out who killed these three and why. The sheriff of this particular county said this is the most egregious example of evil in the flesh that he has ever seen. What happened? Two brothers who were sharing the same woman were influenced by this woman who said that these three guys had been looking at her. That was
it.
These two brothers went out and killed these three guys on the word of this. You look at this woman and you and the guys who did it have records as long as your arm. This is an example of how the system just doesn't work. One of these brothers had been arrested 230 times
since
he was
12
years
old.
Yeah.
This was in Florida? Was this
yes.
Florida?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. You hear these stories of, like,
a woman
manipulating men, and you hear these, like, Black Widow-type stories, and then you don't usually it's in a Lifetime movie, and you don't really think it's real, but this is just crazy. Oh, my God.
I think this is a little different, though, because that may have been the
There's
case
obviously a lot
in
of
why
drugs
they went
involved,
after
right?
Well, this guy, though, is really the evil kingpin.
Oh,
I mean, he's
horrible.
He's had all sorts. I mean, his rap sheet, as Doug said, is just miles long. And so whether
Why is
this
he
woman
even
said,
out?
It's not, you know, usually with the Black Widow stories, it's like the nerdy bank guy who goes, ooh, this hot chick wants me. I'll go kill somebody for her. Yeah. This was, I don't know, these guys probably did it for fun.
That's exactly why they did it.
I don't
sport.
Feel like, I don't want to, you know, discriminate against someone's looks, but I'm going to. It feels like all those women look like the mom of the bad guys in Goonies. Like, it's never someone who, you know, maybe just missed out on the crown of, like, Miss Alabama. It's, like, never anyone you would think could control men, you know, and have them falling at her feet. But it's always some, like, busted-looking woman.
And then three of them go to McDonald's after they've killed these three guys and share 10 hamburgers between the three of them.
Ugh.
10 double cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy, the main guy, Tony Wiggins is his name. He's the one that really seems to be the, I don't know.
Well, yeah. it's bad. Yeah.
And
the system has broken down.
And his father, one of the victim's fathers rushing there to try to help his kid, who called, because remember, one of the kids called for help.
Was still alive.
And the father rushed down there. I just can't even imagine.
Yep. So this guy has been arrested and before. He's had multiple burglary arrests, multiple aggravated battery arrests. He almost killed somebody in a fight. Aggravated battery on law enforcement, where that is, he almost killed a police officer.
He just broke someone's arm, just went up and broke somebody's arm. That was the latest. And why this guy wasn't sitting in jail, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, this is an example of where capital punishment, even though it doesn't prohibit, it doesn't do deterrent, these three people all should be put to death. Just get rid of them. They never will contribute anything to society. They haven't. They can't. They won't. And so they shouldn't be. Maybe I don't know what this sounds like, but I don't want to breathe. I don't want to be breathing the same air they're breathing. They have no business being on this planet alive. None of them. 19 past the hour.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Scarlett, the Rolling Stones. You ever think, by the way, it's 23 after on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you into the music portion of this hour of our DJV get-together. What the Rolling Stones or any of these groups, the Beatles, any group that gets together, a bunch of guys or women start singing together, what they think themselves of what they are doing or who it is that captures the magic first. I've often wondered that, especially about the Rolling Stones. You know, you listen to them and how it's so mixed with the singing, but the, you know, the music that goes with it, the guitar, the instrumentation, and how that, you know, the how it sounded the first time. I've always wondered about that. And you never hear any of those. Is there any recording of them just kind of jamming as they got to be friends?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Sure.
It's a thought. Yeah. When the Stones rolled out details of their upcoming Goat's Head Soup box set earlier this past month, one of the most exciting elements for their fans was a previously unreleased song recorded with Jimmy Page that you're listening to here called Scarlet. The set's not coming out till September the 4th, but this week the band released the highly anticipated track. The song was cut in October 1974 with Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, both handling guitar duties, and Traffic's Rick Gretsch on the bass. Keith says, "My recollection is that we walked in at the end of a Zeppelin session. They were just leaving, and we were booked in next, and I believe that Jimmy decided to stay. We weren't actually cutting it as a track. It was basically just for a demo, just to get the feel of it, but it came out well, and with a lineup like that, you know we better be using it." In 1975, Page told Rolling Stone Rolling Stone magazine that he thought the track was supposed to be a B-side of a Stones record. It sounded very similar in style and mood to those Blonde on Blonde tracks, Jimmy Page said. It was great, really good. We stayed up all night, went down to Island Studios where Keith put some reggae guitars over one section. I just put some solos on it, and it was 8 in the morning the next day before I even was able to do that. I remember first jamming the song with Jimmy and Keith in Ronnie's basement studio. Mick Jagger said it was a great session. The new edition of Goat's Head Soup also features the previously unreleased tracks Criss Cross and All the Rage, along with rare demos and a complete concert taped Had a gig in Belgium in 1973. Stones originally planned on touring American football stadiums this year, but certainly that isn't going to happen this year anyway. During the downtime, they've released a new song called Living in a Ghost Town, their first original song since 2012. So the Stones are at it. Interesting Jimmy Page story. I never heard this one before.
No, I like the song, though. It's very cool.
Yeah, I kind of did, too. Yes,
I didn't know. It's I love seeing old documentaries. We've been watching a lot of stuff about Laurel Canyon, and, like, Ringo was actually really good friends with Mickey Dolenz, the drummer for the Monkees, was always a joke that the Monkees were created to be, like, the American Beatles. And so it's I like seeing who was actually friends with whom, and to see that I never knew Jimmy Page and the Stones ever had any crossover. And the fact that he played on this song is really cool.
Jimmy Page lives in a house across the street from Uri Geller's old house in Sunny. And apparently he's quite noisy in the neighborhood. Muddy Waters, now in our musical focus. His former house in Chicago is going to be renovated into a museum and also a community center. All right, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour here on the DJV program, but we got the story in of Muddy McKinley, whatever his name is. Thank you for that. On the DJV program, Jennifer, Doug, and Victoria on the air.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three out of four Americans, including a majority of Republicans, favor requiring people to wear face coverings while outside their homes, according to a new poll done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs. This also reflects a fresh alarm over spiking coronavirus cases and a growing embrace of government advice intended to safeguard public health. Also, about two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how President Donald Trump is handling the outbreak, an unwelcome sign for the White House in an election year. Former Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Ozzie Myers has now been charged with bribing election officials to add votes during primary elections to candidates he favored or who paid him as a campaign consultant, according to the Justice Department. Myers, age 77, served two terms in Congress in 1977 to 1990. He bribed the top election official in South Philadelphia's 39th Ward during primaries between 2014 and 2016. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Social media Twitter is now tweeting about a new record that it has set. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Twitter reporting a new record in daily users. 34% more people using Twitter on a day-to-day basis over the past year. A number the company says is due to stay-at-home orders and increased chatter about the ongoing pandemic. However, ad sales dropped by 23% because of a decrease in brand spending, falling short of expectations by about $23 million. Overall, the company brought in a total of $683 million, which was down 19% from last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Kentucky Senator Dr. Rand Paul said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should be impeached for what he sees as a mishandling of that state's coronavirus response.
Well, I think what you found in New York is that we ended up having a horrendous death. We had 30-some-odd thousand people die. Their death rate is about 1,600 per million, the highest in the country, 8 times worse than Florida, 10 times worse than Texas. So I don't think there's a lot in New York that we can look to and say, oh, that's what we should model after. In fact, I really think Governor Cuomo ought to be impeached for the worst public health decision maybe in a century, sending patients with coronavirus back to nursing homes.
Paul also said he thinks about 25% of New York is now immune to the virus because so many people got it at the beginning of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here we go, back on the DJV show. How do you like that for a rhyme, ladies? Here we are, here we go. It's back to the DJV show. You're not impressed? I don't hear anybody.
All right.
In the background. Yeah, right. Listen to that enthusiasm. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. I will tell you that Victoria always and Jennifer are looking out for my best interests. They don't always do it in the most positive way. I was convinced by a friend of mine to use, you know, we're all going into this business with our allergies. We all have them. All three of us have the allergy reaction to pollen in the air, whatever is out there. So I've been trying different things, experimenting with this, that, and the other to try to keep my voice from cracking because it doesn't sound good for a radio professor. To be going through that. So a friend of mine said, try some coconut oil with hot water. So I put some coconut oil in some hot water, and I mentioned that during one of the last breaks that my mouth felt like it was covered with something. And so when I said that, Victoria said, well, you're going to have an upset stomach pretty soon because this is not a good combo to be ingesting. And
coconut oil is wonderful to cook with, and it's great.
Difference? If you're ingesting it, what difference does it make?
When you cook with coconut oil, you're not ingesting that much of it because it cooks away. So, but you're just taking regular coconut oil, dumping it into hot water and drinking it. That can give you a pretty upset stomach and can give you, you know, the runs.
So All I said was don't go too far on your tractor today. That's all I said.
I don't know how that's not being positive.
No, I don't feel any rumblings, Jennifer, but thanks for asking. No, I'm feeling pretty much myself. Thanks. I might feel a little differently after I get done with this cheese and wine box that the two of you are talking about. What the heck is that all about?
Well, this is the limited edition Cheez-It and House Wine package. It's
Cheez-It like the cracker?
Yes.
The crackers?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And you said this is trending everywhere?
This is very popular.
On my social media.
Yes. So, yep. And so they do this once a year. And it's $29.99. It's a 3-liter box of rosé, and which is the equivalent of 4 bottles, and 20 servings of Cheez-It white cheddar crackers. And so this is in time for they always time this for National Wine and Cheese Day, which is this Saturday. And so you can buy it at originalhousewine.com. It's the second year that Kellogg's and Original House Wine of Walla Walla, Washington have teamed up. Last year they did the Pinot, it was a red wine blend actually, with the traditional Cheez-It yellow crackers. That sold out in minutes. And I suspect this one will too. And our very own Jennifer Horn has already had it.
I loved it, by the way. It was so fun. So my dad hosts a food and wine show, and he happened to get one of these sent to him to try. And the other day when I was on the air, I get a text message from Courtney, who produces the show. She's one of my best friends. And she sends me a picture, and she says, we're really going to class it up here today. This Cheez-It in the rosé box. So, yeah, we tried it. And the rosé, I have to tell you, pretty darn good. Right. And the cheese is obviously the white cheese. I've never had the white ones before. That's where it's at. That was probably the best cheese that I've ever had. The only problem is we couldn't decide if we should disconnect the boxes or if we should refrigerate it altogether because the rosé needs to be cold. Mm-hmm. So the rosé could have been colder because we had just put it in, and the Cheez-Its could have been warmer. But all in all, it was pretty darn good.
And, you know, boxed wine sales, I know a lot of people, like, kind of look down on boxed wine. Boxed wine sales during the pandemic have skyrocketed.
Here's why you shouldn't look down on boxed wine. It used to be that Franzia, like, some of those brands would get the bad rap because it was all white Zinfandel in the box.
Yeah.
And I can always remember, like, when my parents had a party, because they weren't big drinkers when I was growing up, they would have, like, this box of, like, white Zinfandel, and it would be in our refrigerator for, like, a year because no one would ever finish drinking it.
A box of wine? How do you, what is it?
Yeah,
it used to be a big deal during
like
the
80s.
Yeah, you'd put like it had a dispenser and a box on it, and it would be like a
couple
bottles.
You mean like the coffee dispensers they have in these in Dunkin' Donuts, the cardboard box?
The box at Dunkin' Donuts is the same idea with the boxed wine.
Right, they used to do that for parties, and it was always cheap wine that would go in those boxes.
That's a good thing I don't drink coffee and wine.
But now they're actually putting pretty decent wine in the boxes, and the boxes, especially if you're a single person or if maybe it's just a two-person
house, wait a minute. What kind of romance? So you're going to go...
There's no romance.
You got a box of wine you're going to open. Let me pop the cork on this box of wine.
No. Wow. The romance comes from popping the cork. I get it. Yes. For the experience, you definitely still want to go in that route. But a lot of people, like me, who maybe just want to have one glass of wine at night, you don't want to open up a whole bottle because if you open up a whole bottle, then the wine starts to go bad. It's never as good, right? So with the box, everything stays fresh. So truly, they're putting better wine in boxes now because...
The next thing you'll do, somebody will put milk in a box. I can hardly wait to see that.
It's called a milk carton.
Yeah, it's
been
already
done
there
for years.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
it's the same.
You're
thing.
In the milk business. How do you even say that and not know that it's been in a box? Like that's how people.
No, that's not milk in a box. Like
it's
wine
the same.
In a box.
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
It's the same thing. Right. Anyway, Jen, I know you're right. I've been hearing. He's just not going to shut up in the background. But I've been hearing what you're saying from other people that boxed wine has gotten so much better.
Yeah. And it's the screw cap. Everybody like was going, we don't want a screw cap. But now really good wines are in screw caps because the corks corrupt the wine.
Yep.
All right. I've had enough of this. In a moment, we'll get to China going on. So what?
I said you're so cheery.
Would you rather talk about Cheez-Its and rosé or China? I mean, come on.
Well, I think we've had the Cheez-Its and rosé conversation.
Not enough.
So perhaps now we add a little meat to the discussion by talking about some of the items of interest for some of our listeners with regard to China and what's going on, the intrigue. It's like a soap opera, actually, between what's going on in, in San Francisco. But there's a couple of other things going on, one in Taiwan and the other one in Hong Kong, that we ought to get to in a matter of moments. But speaking of oil, those of you who haven't heard our discussion, the clip of the day today at DGVShow.com is a focus on avocado oil. That's where I got this whole thing about what to do with the avocado oil, whether I should cook with that, put on my face, whatever. Part of the discussion, is it good? Is it healthy for you? Do you cook it over a high heat? All this fascinating conversation is our clip of the day at DGVShow.com. Is it oil that you, is the stuff that you're buying? We also, I think, answered that question. Is it really avocado oil, or is it something fake, like the avocado milk that isn't milk at all? It could be. This is not oil. What could it be? Could be crankcase oil. You don't know that until you listen to the clip of the day at DJVShow.com. Plus, listen to the program, the whole thing, in its entirety, all Doug, all Jennifer, all Victoria, all the time, at DJVShow.com.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. In the 15 years or so since the human genome was first sequenced, we've learned a lot. That includes the role our genes play in cancer.
Some cancers are primarily caused by environmental toxins. Could be melanoma from UV radiation. Could be lung cancer from smoking. Other cancers are kept in check by genes which prevent cancers from forming.
And when those genes are broken due to hereditary traits, Dr. Douglas Riegert says patients are at increased risk for cancer. Genetic testing can help unravel that risk.
In the past, people were primarily being tested for knowing their own risk and then their children's risk. It didn't change their immediate cancer treatment, but for both breast and ovarian and now colon, if you have one of these hereditary traits, you receive a different, more effective chemotherapy than if you didn't.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is my non-sequitur of the day. We're just talking about some of the things going on with the three of us. And I said, have you seen a picture of Wayne Newton lately? And then...
No, I haven't checked my daily Wayne Newton posts, so yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know, I like to save the newsletter for just before I go to bed.
Yeah, she savors it.
Good for you. All right, what's going on in China? The Taiwanese parliament has changed the name of China Airlines because people think that it's the Air China, the national carrier of China, which it is not. It is the national carrier for Taiwan, and they've had quite a lot of, they buy all their planes from America, they're all Boeing planes, whereas there are a couple of different Chinese airlines, actually. Not that they're all that active at the moment, but the Taiwanese, their ministry there has taken a firm stand on, once again, trying to extricate themselves from any identity. And in this case, China Airlines is frequently mistaken as the mainland Air China airline. And so they're changing the name. They haven't figured out what the name ought to be. Why don't they just call it Air Taiwan or something, or Air T?
Because maybe Taiwan doesn't probably have the best connotations, does it?
No, probably not. The United Kingdom has suspended its extradition agreement with Hong Kong over a new security law. The Brits say it's reasonable and proportionate to have this reaction. The new law has significantly changed key assumptions underpinning their extradition treaty arrangements with Hong Kong. He warned that England will not reactivate the treaty without clear and robust safeguards that prevent extradition from the UK being misused. The new law was implemented the first of the month, gives China more power over Hong Kong, and that's why they keep doing this because they're trying to control a portion of their, what they say is theirs, that they can't control. So they have, you know, one country, two systems. That's what the Chinese government says, and they're trying to correct that. The UK has extended its arms embargo on China to the city of Hong Kong. So what does that mean? It means that British companies can't sell anyone in Hong Kong lethal weapons and equipment, which the UK government worries could be used to repress people who live there. Wouldn't put that away from the Chinese. They're capable of pretty much anything and everything, really. So what do we know about the San Francisco Chinese embassy? The fact that one of the researchers there was an army person, and in order to get into this country, you can't be a Chinese army person, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah, and especially if you are, you have to actually acknowledge it on your papers.
Does that work for every country?
I'm sure you probably have to acknowledge that you're in the military, but particularly I think it would have more meaning for the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese military and the Chinese communist government all together, that's... I don't know. I would imagine they need to know that. The Justice Department is saying that the San Francisco consulate right now has been used to shield the Chinese from U.S. law. And this researcher is wanted not only just for lying on their forms, but also, I guess, is accused about lying to the FBI directly. So not just on paperwork, but actually in person. The FBI said that they believe that this person went to the San Francisco consulate after and remained there to evade arrest. So...
Wow. Anybody listen to any baseball games? Boy, they sound great on the radio. And this is just very cool to hear any game, but the baseball games on the radio sound... I was listening to one here in Boston. It was just fun to listen to it. A relief, actually.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida here. I'm Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. Is it true that if you are a vegetarian, you will live longer and be healthier? And does your things like testosterone in your system, other things that are chemicals in your system, are they helped by being a vegetarian, hurt, or not impacted at all?
Well, complex questions, but let's break it down. We can refer to a study this week about the testosterone question. This was in the World Journal of Urology. New research, it shows that testosterone levels in men who eat vegetable-heavy diets are similar to those men who eat a lot of meat. And then you're talking about who lives longer. You can... The Mediterranean diet is very competitive, and, you know, cardiologists love to arm wrestle between the two of them, and I think that you should pick between those two based on which one you feel more comfortable with, and I don't think that one is going to, if you stay well on one or the other, I think you'll do well on either one, and it's a matter of just staying at the right weight. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood pressure after eating the right foods. And if you don't know what they specifically should be, how they should break down for you, calories, percentages of things, this is why dietitians love to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. For that and many other reasons. All right. Question about food. As long as you're talking about being a vegetarian or food input, are there foods that we should eat that preserve our cognitive function? is that, you know, we're all concerned about Alzheimer's and dementia and that sort of thing. And I know there are new drugs being developed all the time, but there are those who say food, maybe some elements of cannabis will help preserve your functional ability to think and not, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia, you lose your memory, right? And lose functionality in your body.
Yes, well, over time, I think that if you're asking me one food, usually fish is the one food that will be the best candidate for preserving memory. But again, a well-balanced Mediterranean diet, in my opinion, is the best way to keep your brain functioning, and then watching your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight.
There's a medical researcher named Emily Erlenbaugh who contributes to Forbes magazine, who writes this month that cannabis may reduce lung inflammations brought about by COVID-19. And the research is going on. Have you read or heard anything about that? Because I know you're not a big fan of cannabis as a recreational, and I understand that, but there seem to be a number of ways that cannabis, and they're researching them now in various institutions, can help our other maladies, whether it, you know, some people are suggesting that it could help in terms of Alzheimer's and pancreatic cancer and now lung problems. So what do you think?
Well, they're not talking about prevention here, looking at cannabis for COVID-19. What they're looking for is potentially a treatment, and there's some early data that maybe it might be, but it needs a lot more study. But the key is it's not a treatment. And I think anything that impairs your lungs and cannabis used recreationally will is not good. And
so it seems counterintuitive to think that cannabis then would...
It definitely does. Yeah. Yes, and many things, many treatments are that way. Intuition is often wrong when
take the elements that are part of it, that's what they're doing with the pancreatic cancer. They're not saying cannabis is going to fix it, but there's an element in the THC that may help, and that also could be the case with a lung inflammation. They're not suggesting here, I didn't see it when I read, that they're telling you to smoke this stuff.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The route of getting it will be important because you don't want to put all that smoke in your lungs, whatever.
No, not at all. The suggestion is by some studying this, we only have about 30 seconds left, that lung cancer problems are doubling in our country, even though fewer people are smoking. Is that because more people are being screened, kind of like the COVID thing?
It's part we don't really know. Is it chronic inflammation from obesity? We just don't know. Are we just diagnosing more of it? Because we do have much better means to diagnose it early, and we may be picking it up with all the imaging we do.
Yeah. Don't forget, the telehealth service conversation is part of our most recent podcast, too, at the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.